Okay.
We are on Mil Tumantara. We are on that. It's tonight. Tonight it's the last night. We're on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi. We're Rabbi Yossi Shem Rabbi Yechonon. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 lines at the bottom. Yossi Bav Shem Rabbi Yechonon. Shlishi Bav Mach Masheret. Also last also Truma. A Shlishi which comes because of Sheret. It's also now. The Gemara here presents a paradox, and many of the Mefarshim want to change the Girsa, but I'm going to learn it straight. Both Gilly and Ephraim recommend. Shlishi above Machma Sheretz, you have a Sheretz which touched, or Sheretz is enough. Sheretz, let's say, touched a person. The person becomes a Rishon. The person touched a Keli. The Keli becomes a Sheni. The Keli touched food. The food becomes a Shlishi. Right? It's important to remember, although I tend to forget, so I'm not sure how effective it is to tell you to remember, but ochel can't be matame ochel, mashke can't be matame mashke, keli can't be matame keli. It has to go via from something else. If a man, let's say the man is a rishon, and he's matame ochel, that ochel can't be matame other ochel.
Yesterday's example, you had
Ochel Matan
being the
time. Right. If I did, it was a mistake. Either it's a mistake or it's a special exception. I'm not sure what the exceptions are, fan. Alone through shots 1.5 times.
But I questioned it yesterday.
So I'm not sure what the exceptions are because I don't know why Truman Kutchim how it works. But generally speaking, at least by Chulin, you can't have a food, the entire food. Only by Mayu Kochim Taras are different, but by Chulin certainly it doesn't work that way. Okay? So here say you have a Shlishi. So Shlishi Ba Machma Sheretz, also has also Truma Mutah Sosa Kodesh. A Shlishi, now let's make a Truma, but you are allowed to make Kodesh, which is the absolute paradox. Because Kodesh is more Chomer. You're not allowed to make Truma, but you are allowed to make Kodesh. So again, as I said, the Kormi Epne Moshe actually changed the Girsa. They say also asosu kodesh and mutal asosu truma, but he does it very nicely. Gilin Ephraim, he says that the pshat is that he holds chulin atvulim letruma ketruma dami. Tevel really has truma intact in it. The big machlokas in shari whether tevel is like truma in theory or tevel is just tevel until the truma is taken off. So he holds chulin atvulim letruma is ketruma dami. Before the truma is taken off, it's already if it's truma. So therefore, this cannot. It's as if it's truma tmeya. But we don't say that by kachim, right? Because inherent in no object is its capacity to become kodesh. Inherent in tevel is what it's eventually going to become truma. But it's not inherent in chulin that it'll eventually become kodesh. It might become kodesh, but it's not inherent its quality that it's going to become kodesh. So everybody says that chulin hatvulim letruma is already ketruma dami, and you can't make ketruma if it became a shlishi when it was tevel, because that already is as if it made the truma shlishi. But by kachim, by chulin, which you're going to make kachim, because it wasn't inherent in it, that's eventually going to become kodesh, so then you're allowed to make a kodesh even though it's in the shlishi right now. It's a nice svara.
Why are you allowed to make it kodesh if it's already a shlishi ketruma?
Because shlishi by chulin is really nothing. There really is no shlishi by chulin.
You're bringing it back to a higher level.
But it doesn't matter. That's the point. That's the beauty of the Gilin Ephraim. But if you hold that it's already truma, in theory, then it is a shlishi. And that's the way now to make a truma. But nothing can be kodesh in theory. Because it has to be tevel in order to become truma afterwards. But it can be any chulin and then become kachim. That's just random designation. So therefore, the shlishi never affected it. In other words, you need to have the potentiality of becoming something inherent to a great extent before it can even be susceptible to be a shlishi. See, it's not the pshat that we're making a shlishi into truma or kodesh. No. The fact that they become truma is what allows it to become shlishi to be in the first place. There's nothing, it can inherently become kodesh, just random selection, that it wasn't a shlishi, it was a nothing to begin with. Okay, so it's cute. Okay? So name it, so that's what he says. That's how he explains it. Now the Gemara goes on. Rabbi Zira boy akum Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Zira asked in front of Rabbi Yasser. He said, "Metame v'kodesh v'atamar alchein." I understand. Shlishi is tame by kodesh. So I can take a shlishi and make it into kodesh. So say Amalei. So he dismissed this. He said, "Mishum milo." It's a drabana. It's a milo which they gave to kodeshim. That you weren't here last night, right? Okay. I'm gonna leave you Milo. He said it's a Milo that went on Chopez now for 7 months around. I'm gonna show Milo. He said it's a Milo made by Kochi because she's going to rap on it. I'm Rab Shmuel Barab Yitzhak. Shmuel Yitzhak says, Ikar Tumas of a Kodesh Mishu Milo. What? Shlishi Bakodesh is only a Milo. It's only the rap on. The Pulse, the Gilner Fry brings on the Pulse. Which I think Corbin Ader brings on Pulse too. It says that Basar Shiga Bechol Tomei Yitma. Now Basar Shiga Bechol Tomei Yitma means Tomei is even a Sheni. Sheni is also called Tomei Vida Raisa. So Basar Shiga Bechol Tomei Yitma means that Eidi which touches the Sheni becomes a Shlishi. That's why about Kachim, of course. Basar is Basar Kachim. So you see such a thing as Kachim becoming Tomei if they're Shlishi. So how can you take something which is Shlishi and make it into Kachim? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, it's an amazing statement. According to Gilin Ephraim's shot, it's an amazing statement he makes. So Yossi, you know, Lamu Mitame B'Kodesh, why is it Mitame D'Raisa B'Kodesh? It's also Mishum Maila. It's also a special Maila they made by Kachim. But not they. The Torah made by Kachim. Now there's a whole Simon Rabbi Yossi Vengel. There's a Sefer Rabbi Yossi Vengel called Lekach Toiv. Which he adds, there's a whole discussion of whether we find a concept of siyog in the Torah itself. The Torah itself made siyogim. Right? The classic example, which they talk where they bring it down, is a case of Avizraya Darius. The Torah forbade, you know, having B.O. with certain Arias, and the Torah forbade also all sorts of not proper activity with Arias because of that. You know, Chibuk, Venishuk, Le'erva, things like that. So that's called Avizraya Darius. So that's a siyog in the Torah itself, some people say. Normally, siyog is the Rabbanan. But such thing as a siyog in the Torah itself, according, well, we're raising a discussed concept, but such thing as a siyog in the Torah itself.
What about Sotah? Would that be a siyog in
the Torah? It may be, but it seems that that's more mechanism, you know. Gemara really regards it more as a mechanism of restoring Shalom Bayis. That was a forerunner of counseling. Okay, but in any event, this like a siyog in the Torah itself, or the Torah way you're saying the Torah itself made shlishi tame by kachim, not because shlishi is really tame, or should be tame. Rather, it's a siyog that you shouldn't come to sheni. Okay, so really, it's an interesting concept which the Gemara is saying is really kind of shocking, saying that shlishi with by chulin there is no real shlishi. It's no such thing. Chulin really stops at Sheni. What do you want to say? Since there's Shlishi to Raisa by Kachim, so therefore we should not allow something which by Chulin became the equivalent of Shlishi. No, there is no such concept. You become Kachim, it makes no sense. And we find a Shlishi by Kachim. So the Torah says that, the Gemara says that too is a Siog. That's a Siog, but that's only internally in Kachim. Before the thing becomes Kodesh, you can't apply the siyog to the material which you're going to make into Kodesh. That, the Gemara says, is not tenable. Which is an interesting thing, because normally we don't use svaras on deraisas. If it's a deraisa which says that shlishi is tamei, then shlishi is tamei. What difference does it make? Whether it's because of a milo or not a milo, it's a deraisa. But the rabbanos, you can mess around. But deraisas, but here the Gemara is saying that since by the shlishi by kachim itself is a siyag or a maila, and we know that by chulin, I'm throwing this in, and we know that by chulin there is really no such thing as shlishi. So therefore, you could take that thing which is a shlishi in the chulin and make it into kachim. Okay, this is a very very big chiddush, but that way, the way if you learn that way, there are no changes in your souls, which all the other mefarshim do here. Amr Avin Amir said, here's one change of Yisrael. Vasik Rabbanan. this is actually, I threw it in the sin, but it's really the Gemara itself. I threw it in a moment ago, but it's really the Gemara itself. But it says, instead of Afilu Va'asi, and it must be going like Rabbana, not even like Rabbana, must be Rabbana, the Yidonami and our Shlishi B'chulin. It has to be based on the concept that there's no Shlishi B'chulin. Because if there was Shlishi B'chulin, the whole thing doesn't begin. It's Taketomi, how can you make a Kodesh? But since there is no Shlishi Nechulin, therefore we could say the fact that theoretically it would be a Shlishi, would already catch him, does not impede upon us from making a Kachim right now. Okay? And therefore, why do we say it's a Batami and Kodesh? Only Mishra Milo, only if it's a Milo, but that's only once it's Kodesh already. While it's still Chulin, it's not yet Batami. Amar Rabbi Yosef says, and this is a very fitting, end of the issue here. I'm like, obviously, v'leis on a, you know, it's a gavaldi gechiddush you're saying, but v'leis on a tzrichin shamlim ibar nash rav, don't we have to hear this from a great man? In other words, you're not big enough to say such chiddushin. You want to say that this says only a mile in the Torah itself, and therefore you can make shlishin to kachim. You got to be a bigger man than you are in order to say that. It's amazing stuff. Okay. Says the Gemara, new sugya, Tam and Omer. Over there they said, "Mimashikilas Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva." Since Rabbi Shua praised Rabbi Kiva, Kiva's order said that shlish is mitame doraisa. It's a concept of shlish in the Torah itself by question, right? So the Mashikilas Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, ha'hein adam ras teaches us halacha kayetim halacha must be like Rabbi Akiva. But in the case, sorry, no mean. Rather, you know, is it really kosher? Man, take that back. I think it's for everything. Not just by kosher. I'm sorry. By anything. Sorry. Rabbi Akiva said that there's shlishi even by chulin. Okay? So he says that, and that's, he argues on Rabbana. We just saw Rabbana says there's shlishi even by kosher. But Rabbi Akiva says there's shlishi even by chulin. So, Rabbi Akiva, Adamra, Aloch, Ketiva, must be Aloch, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, I like Rabbi Kiva. Rabban Kisarmin, he said, let me draw shall kill so. He praised him on his medrash. And he vouched that Shlishi is Tommy Doraiso. Avalamai say in a little kids, but Lamais we don't pass on Kiva. We pass is only Shani by Chulin Doraiso, not Shlishi. Okay? The Marab Yacha, Rabmesha, Bashem Rabbi Lezer, ain't looking at Shlishi by Meiser. There's not even Shlishi by Meiser Shani. Meiser Sheni, which is quasi holy, doesn't have Shlishi. Only Sheni. Vafilu Krabi, now here the one says, Vafilu Krabi Akiva ain't looking. Says, my truth is, even like Krabi Akiva don't get Makos. Now here, the Gulin of Rhyme really wants to change the gear, so he says, Vafilu Krabi Shimon ain't Oklin. And this is going back on the, on a Gemara actually, which we just, learned in the Yevamos, in the Bavli, he says, which he asked his teeth Maestro Shani Batuma because of Lobiati Mena Batomei. I didn't eat it when I was Tomei. And even quite him, there's no Malkus. And actually, the one's going to explain why there's no Malkus coming up. But the Pashat Girsa, as it's written here, is Rabbi Akiva. And here Akiva says, there is a Shlishi, it's not Matav Machayev you if you eat Maestro Shani, which is the Shlishi. Why not? Whatever the Girsa is, whether it's Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shimon. Lama, why is that? Tvul Yom Paisel, Tvul Yom Pasels. In other words, if he touches truma, it passes it. Vashani poisel, and the shani passes it. Matful yom ain't lo magates el chulin, but tful yom only passes truma if he touches it, but not chulin. Vashani ain't lo magates el chulin. So to a guy who is a shani, if he touches, or anything which is a shani, does not create chulin tmeim, it doesn't create shlishi. If the gears is Rabbi Kiva, it means it creates a shlishi, but not vis-a-vis malchus, whoever eats the shlishi does not get malchus. Between the Rabbi Shimon, the way the frying chain is kirsa, there's no shlishi at all by chulin. Right? We learned that from Tuliyom. Amrei Lezer says, "Kemina chulin kach minya meiser." Indeed, the same way you count the chulin up to two, right? Rishon sheni, then we stop. So they count by meiser sheni, rishon sheni, and we stop. V'asya kai demar Rabbi Yena, hagoz the Rabbi Yena, Rabbi Yami said, "B'shem Rabbi Shimon lokish." Now, this is very cryptic, same name, Reish Lakish. We only have Ryan as a pshat here, unlike Marlon, like Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says that it said that Rabbi Shimon Lakish said when it says in the second prayer, Chagiga, you got to wash your hands before eating food. It's going both on chulin and meiser, right? The kol and it used the chol chul. You languages the kol chulin on a kayamin to all chulin v'ahen pirka meiser nun. And in that parak, it's discussing meiser sheni as well. And Rabbi Yishlokish says the reason why you have the parameters of the parak extend to all types of chulin, and he's coming to say and meiser sheni is also a type of chulin. Okay. In other words, vis-a-vis Hilchos Tumah and Tara, Maaser Sheni has the din of chulin. See, Maaser Sheni is elements of both, because Maaser Sheni is restrictions. You can only eat in Yerushalayim and stuff like that. You might not be able to bring your matzah from Maaser Sheni. Use an esrog from Maaser Sheni because it's not yours. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's. But on the other hand, it also has aspects of which it's chulin. And it's Shlaki is saying by saying that that parak of Chagiga, where it says you have to wash your hands for noitlim yadayim l'chulin ha-maiser, Reish Lakish is saying that there, that parak is coming to teach us that maiser and chulin are equivalent to this matter, and that there's no machlis on a shlishi by maiser sheni. Rabbi Yisrael said an amazing thing. He said, afilu rishon shevoyim b'chuvar. If you eat maiser sheni, which is a rishon, it's not clear that there's any problem which can generate machlis. Why not? Says the Gemara, how could that be? It says lo chalti, but it doesn't say zegmar. But I'm zegmar is as if it's saying it says lo chalti bonim imenu lo biyati imenu b'tamei. I didn't eat when I was aninus from maaser sheni. I didn't consume it when I was tamei. So it sounds like if I'm a rishon at least, it's going to be a problem, right? I'm tamei. If I'm a rishon, so if I'm tamei, if I eat it, it sounds like lo biyochai. I transgress the prohibition. It says my lo ochel. It doesn't say it's a strange lashon of Shabbos. First of all, it's been the wrong phrase in the post. Here we go, shrei lo biyarti, not on lo chalti, because lo chalti banim is going and not eating baninus, and lo biyarti men of tamei is going I didn't eat when I was tamei. But the Shabbos says an interesting thing. It says let's go. It's going lo chel lo chalti and lo biyarti. He's saying the guy comes to Beit Midrash and says echob das nish ketan. I didn't do it. But the Chumash never says metonish das ton. You shouldn't do it. It's interesting. A lav has to be said. Don't do this. But this is a guy kind of based on mitzvah should saying I didn't do it. So maybe you says Yushalmi. What it means is that if you want to say if you're doing meiser and come to based on mitzvah and say I cut the meiser the way I should have, so you have to say I didn't eat it betumah. But who says it's a lav if you ate it betumah?
It's like lifnei mishur said then.
Right, so I can live in your shul's name. If you want to come and be a big chassid, you can say, be the maestros. So this is what you have to say and you have to do. Right, it's like a midas chassidus, not to eat it when you're talking. That's exactly what we're saying. Okay? So it says, lo ochel, which is like, it's like lo sochal, hengsiv kan, and lo ochal ti, when they do the vidui. So that's when he came. Right? So it says, we'll come and say it. So it says,
the
gemore.
Of course, the implication of that is, it's almost not a chiyuv. We know that vidui is a
chiyuv. What?
It seems like, you know, lo
ochel. Yeah, but that's a mitzvah say, not a losa say.
True.
Yeah. So okay. So maybe it's not a mitzvah say. You're right. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Do you want to fulfill the mitzvah say? If saying vidui meiser, they have to refrain from eating betuma. But it still won't be a lie for you, malchus. Okay. So it'll be a mitzvah say to say vidui meiser. Okay. So says Gemara, I wanted to say, although this is not, I don't know if it's necessarily mukha, that it's going like the sheet of the Yushalmi, which we know from elsewhere, though it's not brought down here. There's a sheet of Yushalmi that all Vlad Tumas the Rabbana. I've had a couple of times, I think, for Kapora. And Vlad Tumas, they're all, anything below Av is the Rabbana. So could, if anything below Av is the Rabbana, could be that that's tied into this over here. It says you can even eat it when it's a Risha, right? Even the mice is visual, because as long as it's not an ov, which of course foodstuff cannot become by definition, you're not going to be considered to be transgressing any prohibition. But I'm not sure if it is tied in or not. The Yushalmi, of course, doesn't bring it down here. Anyway, the Yushalmi says, and here, every way changes the Girsa, meaning the Gilian Ephraim and the Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says, Om Rabbi Abba Mari Mikeva, not Minayin. Mikeva Nilsiv Kechomitz Vosecha Asher Tzivisoni, since it says, I did like all the mitzvahs that you commanded me,
It should be kmi shel hu mechuvar, not sheino. It's as if it's the raisa. It's as if it's the raisa. Because it says, in the vidin mais, you say, I did like all your mitzvahs. So that really gives everything that the guy says in the vidin mais a character of a mitzvah. So therefore, it must mean that when he says, lo chalti v'meno b'tom, lo v'yakti v'meno b'tom, that's a mitzvah to refrain from eating b'tumah, meaning it's a lav to refrain from eating b'tumah. So he actually argues in the previous Gemara, he says, it is mechuvah, it is the raisa, because everything in the vidin mais is called a mitzvah. Okay? Rav Avishai Ramana said, mivnei ma amru sheni hasheni shebuchulin mitame mashke chulin. Now, this is going to general areas of Tumah Taharas, new issue. A sheni buchulin, you have a food which is a sheni. The food came into contact with sun, which came into contact with sun, which came into contact with the sheretz, right? Sheretz is enough, came to contact, made a rishon, a sheni. The sheni shebuchulin is mitame mashke chulin. Now we know actually it's Matame Mashka Chulin to make it a Rishon. Right? Every time Mashka became come to Mame, you know, the old story, they always become Rishon, right? Mashka never go down a notch. They always go up to Rishon. But that's not Rishon. I don't know if Rishon is referring to that directly, even though we know it to be true. That's Mistan. Why is that? Mibnei Shea Daim Shame Divrayim Matamas Mashkin So since you're dying, which are terabarat, amatame mashke sheni, something which is a sheni shumidib divar torah, which is divar torah mamish, right? So you're actually lo koshkin not kovah chomer. So says my Yishami, it's very funny. So says Yishami, this is not exactly hilarious, but it's weird. The Gemara's next question: ima yodaim sveikon latame sacherim. Well, let's, if liodaim, there's something to mitame other things, of course, skipping the parentheses, reading the brackets, is tar, because it's a suffix rabbanon lekula. Have a sheni sveikul tame achem tar. Should we say the same thing? But you want to learn how to be liodaim. Just so liodaim make mashkin tame, so too sheni makes mashkin tame, so that's be make on a suffix. Which, of course, is untenable, because one is suffix to rice and one is suffix to rabbanon, right? The suffix by your dime, it's the rabbanon. By it's the sheni, it's the raisa. But nevertheless, we pick up again on this question. And Eisi Rabbi Chanina Raimana, Rabbi Chinas Raimana, he said, "Arei ochel ochel tmeim." If somebody eats foodstuff to tchertami, the shosem mashkin tmeim, he drinks beverages to tchertami. Sveikol tami sachem tami. If there's a suffix, if they're matami something else, you have to be machmir and assume they're tami. Okay. But mashkin, in other words, let's say you ate some of these foods or drank some of these beverages, and then you put other food into your mouth, and you're not sure if they're in the mouth at the same time. So at misafik, you have to assume that they were there at the same time. Also, by mashkin ayetzim mehem, this is very strange, but it's not clear exactly what it's referring to. The Pnei Moshe learns that if you spit out or something like that, but the way the I guess it's really the way the Mechamayim learns. So the Mechamayim says, it's mashkin which come out from a person's body if he's tummy and tummy the rabbana. If you're tummy and the rabbana, the only example I always remember of this is somebody who's bar rosh of ruba v'mayim shuvim. It's one of the yurchas gzeiros from the sechter Shabbos of Meshavim Mebolayob. If you go to mayim shuvim, rosh of rubo, then you're tummy. It's a tummy the rabbana because they shouldn't think that, you know, mayim shuvim is a mikvah, so they made gzeiros the rabbana. So if you do that and then you spit at something or you urinate, so you're mashkim or tmeim. Okay? So a suffix, if there's a suffix, it's also a suffix to wrap on it, but nevertheless, a mashkin eritimem sveikul etamizachem tmeim. So that's even by the rabbanons in this case. So how are you going to say top of chop gimel alpha sheni vishum d'var Torah, a sheni which is d'var Torah, Sveikul Tamis Achem Tor, it's something to be Matam Achem is Tor. You can't say that. Says the Gemara. No, you're missing. You're totally off track, says the Gemara. I'm Raymana Kumir and Bechin. Raymana's in there. Listen. Are we not talking about Truma? Meaning, the whole reason we're Machmir by a guy who eats Mashkin, eats Tamim Mashkin, and drinks Tamim Mashkin. Or a guy who above Rosh of Ruba Mayim Shuvim is only because of Truma. because her fate is going to come in contact with Truma. I'm talking about something other than Truma. And I'm drawing an inference from a Yodaim to a Sheni by areas other than Truma. And back there, there's no reason to be Machmer. Why is that? Because the whole concept of a Sheni being Matame in anything other than Truma is Rot. It's Rabbonim. So therefore, even though he's a Sheni Deraisa, the Sheni being Matame something else is the Rabbanus, of course, couldn't make a suffix. Right? Again, even though it went by Mashkin, the Mashkin kick up to Rishon, but the process of the Mashkin coming to contact with the Sheni and becoming Tomei is a Rabbanus process. So it's not Truma. So therefore he says, I'm Mako. Even if the guy was a Sheni, Sheni Midaraisa. Kosuke is a Sheni Midarabonus, you're dying. But even Sheni Midaraisa, I'm going to be Mako. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So he said, No. So a Afilu Tamer, he counted him. He said, You misunderstand me. I forget who's talking to Rabbi Chanina. Chanina said back to my mother, said, Amar Lei, Afilu Tamer, Truma, and Kayomin. You even want to say the Chumar is by Truma, but my Islach, my Islay, Tome Yitma, Dvar Torah. Listen, we're going here, according to Rabbi Akiva. And I'm still going to keep a hose of Shlishi Betruma. So who holds one holds Tame Yitma Dvartar? Lord, because not Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva holds their Shlishi Bachuim Mitaraisa. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to be Machamir Sofik. That's his question. In words, if we're going, honestly, he's going, although not the whole time, but ostensibly, honestly, he's going on the Mishra Rabbi Akiva. And Mishra Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says there is Shlishi Mitaraisa Bachuim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you must draw distinctions, Rabbi Chida, between your dying, which are only drabbanans, and a shein l'tzuma, which can be deraisa. But if your dying is only drabbanan, then it can be mako by suffix. But another shein, which is deraisa, making shlishi, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there you would have to be machmir a suffix if we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Sazmar. Shifting gears. Very interesting question here. Well, not very interesting, but more interesting than some other stuff we've had. Tom and Amran. They said over there. One's got...
He didn't say famous.
One's got to keep a stiff upper lip when one learning something like this. Tom and Amran, we said over there. Stay shaylos. I think we had something in the Bavli, but I don't remember where. Maybe in Pesachim we had it. I don't remember. Maybe we just had some else in Yerushalmi. Anyway, we've had some allusion to so before. Chagai. Chagai, besides being a street in Gula in Yerushalayim, was also a Navi. Okay? He comes as a shock to some of us, but it was a Navi named Chagai. There are a whole bunch of streets in Yerushalayim which actually are names of Navi. So they're Treyasar, so we're not responsible to know them. Tama, only girls have to know this stuff. Tama, they said, Shtei Shelo Shalom Chagai Navi. Two questions Chagai Navi asked the Kohanim when they came back to Beis Hamikdash time by Shei. Here's a quiz. Pop quiz. Let's see how you guys doing in Hilchos Tuma and Tara. Okay? He asked the two questions. Hishivo Sokoroi. Achas Hishivo Sokoroi. One they got. Vachas Lo Hishivo Koroi. And one they failed. And then he went out to give a Musar and says, you guys are jerks. You don't know any halacha. You're idiots. Okay? And whatever else he said there. Anyway. So here, pop quiz. Question number one. Hein Yisoh Ish Basar Kodesh B'Knaf Bigdo. If a guy carries holy meat from a korban in the corner of his garment, knaf tchil, the knaf is a rishon, right? He's talking about a case where the garment is number one, is a rishon l'tuma. Came to have sheretz or whatever it was. Basar koidish is sheni. The basar is a sheni. It says that the basar touches lechem unazid, touches bread or some other cooked dish. That's a shlishi. The yain v'shemen u'maycho revi, and that touches that nedlech mazid touches yain shemen u'maycho. That's revi, and he asked them. That's what the pasuk says. Hey, so ish b'sar kodesh b'chana bigdo. It says in the korban eder just by the bend. He brings down the pasuk. V'nava g'naga b'knafu alechem v'al nazi v'al yain v'al shemen v'kol ma'achal ha'ikdash. So he asked the question, he said no. Now, here you see, Dr. Smells, what we talked about before the mayor came in, the by Kodesh, it seems that food can be Matami food. You see, because you're going here from Basar to Lechem. So it's now, I suspect that which we say that Ein Ochel Matami Ochel, Ein Mashu Matami Mashu is only by Chuin, not by Kodeshim, based on Gemaras like this. Okay, I'm not 100% sure, but that's what it seems. So anyway, so what he asked him is, V'chi yesh Revi'im v'Kodesh? Is there Revi'im v'Kodesh? V'ano Kodesh v'yom lo, and the Kohanim said no. Oh boy, Skeferloch, right? Lo shiva sokahoi. They answered wrong. She yesh Revi'im v'Kodesh. There is Revi'im. Okay, so V'chagai, so they failed. This is what he asked him. Yochagai, im yigat me nefesh b'chol eileh. If a Tmei Nefesh touches these things, which means instead of the Kanaf being a Rishon, what's the Kanaf now? What's the Kanaf if it's Tmei Nefesh? No, it's not. That means Kanaf came into contact with a dead body.
Yeah.
So that raises everything up a level.
So the Tmei Nefesh is...
Before we say the Kanaf is a Rishon, I was saying the Kanaf is actually an Av. That means the last thing down on line is a, instead of being a Revi, is a Shlishi, right? So that was the next question. So Ha'itma, Imtia Kanaf Tmei Nefesh. The Kanaf itself is an off. V'noga b'choli la'itma, v'yanu ha'konim v'yomri yitma, they said. It's Tomei. Okay, they got one right. And Shiva Sokaroi, they knew that Shlishi Tuma is Tomei. The Marab Yichia Yirmiya Barchia. It even says demar, which sounds like, and this is a proof. This is actually his argument. I looked for some. We changed the gerson to amar. I didn't see anybody offend. Demar b'yemir v'chi b'sher v'yochan. No. They got both right. This is kodem atu lo gozru b'vi b'kodesh shalom. It is before they made gzera b'vi b'kodesh. B'vi b'kodesh is later gzera. We actually have not tackled that till now. B'vi b'kodesh is the rice of the rabbana. But he says taka later there, and they got both right. I have love Mikhail. Let's see, why do you go on to tell me you're a bunch of jerks? They got both the questions right. They passed the quiz. Says Amar, it's an amazing answer. Ki inish the boy ilah chavrei. He's like a person looking for an excuse to curse people out. If he doesn't have the excuse, curses them anyway, right? So he thought he'd trick them up, but he didn't trick them up. But he had what to say to them anyway, and continued on to lambaste them. Okay. Says one, very cute. Ubeisa my ichbasle. It should be my ichbasle instead of my ichbale. It says there that Chagai rebuked them about the beis hamikdash. I forget the exact question. The pasuk, the Kormei Eder brings it down. Where is it here? I can't find it right now, but it says something about Asher Krivu Sham Tameu, that the Beis HaMikdash itself was Tameh. So this is about what was bothering them. So here, the word lo is strange. I would just take it out, but the Shari Torah still changes it to Veloma. Why did it be about Beis HaMikdash? So Duoma, because he said, oh yeah, here's the puzzle. Loma, Duoma, why did he say Asher Krivu Sham Tameu, that the place of the main market is Tameh? So Kamata Mara Bissima Barzavte, I'll tell you why. This is like we learned elsewhere, and this is also in the Bavli. Gulasa shel Arnon Hayevusi Motu Tachzam Izbech. Arnon is a Ravna, who was the one who sold the plot for the Beis HaMikdash to David. And now, when they came to expand the Beis HaMikdash, and time in the second Beis HaMikdash, they found the skull under the place where the Mizbech was. So he rebuked them because he said, you know, they have to make sure that once you find one skull, I guess you have to look for more. To bring in the archaeologist to dig up the graves, because obviously this is going to be Metame. So every time, be diligent in constructing the Sid the Mizbeach to make sure not to dig up graves. Now it's an interesting thing that they found the skull there. It's Lab Dafka, then it's a Ravna, I think. Even though the Shai Terezil says maybe they found some plaque said this is the skull of Aravna, but it seems like it was just like a generic term, you know, like the last goy who owned the Beis HaMikdash site was Aravna, right? He was the one who sold it to him. So therefore, whenever they want to say they found bones, they said they found the bones of Aravna, the last goyim who were there. It's like, you know, a generic statement.
I don't know, it wasn't some of the Kohanim that Nebuchadnezzar killed.
I guess it probably is more halachically kulladik to say it's a goy. So it's a goy, it's not a tami ba'oel. So therefore, probably, they probably would rather be told it's a goy than say it's a Jew.
Chances are that they were Jews that were...
Well, Avdavka, because it was owned by the Jebusites for so many years, and I don't know if they ever plowed under, so therefore they, you could be told it was a goy. It's better to be told it's a goy.
Oh, I know it's better.
Yeah, so maybe that's what... That's what I assume. Maybe that's why they were told not Ravna. Okay, so now, the Gemara gives a different spin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha... Rabbi Avshon and Rabbi Avshon bar Kana said, no, but Kino Yuba Seisos, a different shot in the Gemara. No, not much different, slightly different. They knew halachos of Hesed, the law of Hesed. The law became B'madafos. Now, Madafos in modern Hebrew, Madaf is a... What's a Madaf? Any idea?
Like a shelf.
A shelf. But here, in this language, it means quaking. As in Quaker. In other words, if let's say I have a piece of meat on the table, and there's another piece of meat on touch of it, and I touch it, and the bottom one quakes because of the top one trembles or quakes. So what's the status of the bottom one? I didn't touch the bottom one. I just touched the top one, but it shook because of that. Or for that matter, I shook the table, and the piece of meat shook. What's the status then? Now, that's different than Hesed. Hesed is when I touch the thing like that, right, when I push it. What's the status with Madafos? But instead of moving it, I make it quake. So this is why they knew about them. I say those loy became Madafos. And this is the test. Hey, so ish baser kodesh, etc. Sholom tmeimeis metame behesed. If a tmeimeis pushes something, does it make it tame? Now, what do you think? No. Oh, you're not a kohen. So it says my tmeimeis the time behesed. The ano kohen be omru lo. Hey Shiva Sokaroi. It's correct. Shane Tame Mesh Matame Hesed. What kind of Tame is Matame Hesed? Classic example?
Nida,
right? Azov of any sort. Azov of any sort is Matame Hesed. That's why if a Goy moves on, since we give all Goyim status of Zovim, we assume it's Tame. Okay? Sholom Tame Mesh Osem Madov. What about Madov? So Vayano kind of when he makes a quake, which seems to be more direct because it makes a move inside or makes a substance move. Vayano kind of Yomer Yitma Lo Yeshiva Sokaroi strike out on that one. She'ein Tomei Meis Osem Adolf. He doesn't make things. If he makes things quake or tremble, they don't become Tomei. Rabbi Tavon Rabbi Belevi said Al Chamishi Bekodesh Shalom. Yes, Al Chamishi. And obviously they got that right. And how does that work? Can you say each basa kodesh not big though? Kon of tchila, that's one. Ubasa kodesheni, that's two. Lechman is nazi chlishi, that's three. Yaim shem revi, that's four. Umachol chamishi sholon. And he asked them about food, which was a fifth. V'chiesh chamishi b'kodesh. Yanu akalonim, v'yom ulo. They said no. Yeah. Heshiva soka roi. They had to write. Shein chamishi b'kodesh, no such thing as chamishi b'kodesh. Okay? V'lomu kalon. So if that's the case, why did he curse him out? So okay, same reason we said before. And the next question they asked him is whether there's a V because then we went up a notch, right? Because the first question that they said no, that was a chamishi, and the second question they asked him went up a notch, right? Where the kanaf is more tame, it's an av instead of a rishon, and they asked him a V, and that they said yitma, which is correct because they got right. Chamishi is not tame, a V is. So in that case, they got both questions right. So again, Balom Kalon, why did he curse them? Again, the boy Ilah Chavre, Kinesh the boy Ilah Chavre, so he wants an excuse to curse him out, but he does find an excuse to curse him out anyway. Uveitsa Ma'ich Basle, why did he care about the house? Vayom, and he said, why he save Asher Kivisham Tomei, the place is Tomei, kind of my Suman Pasavi, Kugla Tosho, Arnona, Ivusi, Motu Tavas, we found the skull of Arno. Tani, Rabbi Yosef Rizzo said, Minah Levi B'Kodesh Hu Posel. How do we know the Revi in Kodesh is Posel? Now, finally get this. How do we know there is such a thing as Revi B'Kodesh? It's ungenumen, it was assumed by us all this time
that there's a vidba kodesh mechpesi. I don't know such a thing. Says Gemara, very funny. This whole Gemara is very strange. Says Gemara, Tani, Rabbi Yisrael, Vishal Kosher Basel. I assume this is also in the Bavli. It's just a Tumatara Gemara, so I have a plaque against remembering, as maybe you do too, so you can relate. Tani, Rabbi Yisrael, Vishal Kosher Basel, Vishal Kosher Basel, Vishal Kosher Basel. My Mechusa Kippurim, some is Mechusa Kippurim, right? He went to the mikvah and he had Aret Shemesh, but he didn't bring his Karbonos here, right? Karbonos doesn't bring until the next day. So Mechusa Kippurim, the Shein place of a Truma. He's allowed to eat Truma, he just can't eat Kachem yet, right? Hareu place of a Kodesh, but he's not allowed to have access to Kodesh till the next day. He simply has no access. Shlishi, Shu puzzled Betruma, a Shlishi who's puzzled in Truma, right? Shlishi is not allowed to eat Truma, right? Ain't no din, Shif Soba Kodesh, is not a Kavachomi, Apostles Kodesh. So if a person is a Shlishi, well, actually, it's better to talk about if the Truma is a Shlishi. If the Truma is a Shlishi, it's puzzled. You can't eat that Truma. You gotta burn it, right? So if a Mechusik Purim was allowed to eat Truma, Apostles Kodesh, Shlishi Betruma, which already is puzzle, halachas kama kama that apostles kodesh. Oh, have a kava chomer that Shlishi makes for viba kodesh. Says the Gemara, arei lamanu Shlishi mina kosov. Now, uribi mikav. But they feel that they need to stress here that why don't we say dio here? Dio labamin adim lios kanidon. Why don't we say? How do you know it's any? How do you know it makes for viba? Maybe we're learning just by kachim that this concept of shlishi, and this concept of revi as well. So he says we don't. The kavachom. I really shouldn't even tell you this because I don't even know exactly what I'm saying. But anyway, but he says that we only say dial hechad lo mifrach kavachomer, where by saying dial we wouldn't undermine the kavachomer. But if we said dial, we would undermine the kavachomer because the kavachomer specifically has to do with possibly something else that's only out from Mechusa Kippurim. So therefore you have to say that Shlishi makes her vini by Truma. You know what? When I just say, just ignore what I just said. Even though I was saying over a carbonate pneum Moshe, I don't even exactly understand what I'm saying myself. Just delete it. Okay? Says Gemara, Heisi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a question like this. Hocha bo machmos tful yom yuchich. I don't understand something. Some food which is touched by a tful yom. Shu posel b'truma v'enu posel b'kodesh. A tful yom touched something. So it's possible to be Truma, but it's not possible to be Kodesh. So, if that's the case,
maybe it's what we said earlier about this.
Yeah, I'm saying that's really to frame back what we said earlier. What did you really say? V'chia eitzer v'yochan v'chia tful yom v'chia shu posel b'truma. It can't be truma. V'ain posel b'kodesh is not posel b'kodesh. Was the worst thing at the beginning of the evening?
That it was really terrible and it has the potential.
Yeah, but that's it. Why would you say Machmos Tful Yom then? Oh, so Karmay explains it better. Rather than going back to what we said earlier this evening, so Karmay explains it nicely. He says that a Tful Yom makes Pasos Truma. If a Tful Yom touches Truma, it becomes possible. But if that food that the Tful Yom touched, the Truma and the Tful Yom touches something else, touches Kodesh, is not Metamei that Kodesh. So how can you say there's how do you know that there's Reviva Kodesh? Ocha Bamachos Tful Yom, it passes Truma itself, but that Truma doesn't turn around Pasel Kodesh, right? I think that's what he's saying. I'm pretty sure. Let's see if that works out. It's a Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan. Ocha ba machzul yom mechia shu posel b'truma ve'eino posel b'kodesh. So Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Asid Rabbi Yossi, b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. I'm still not sure what I'm saying here. Excuse me. I think I'm going to have to go back to what we said before you came in tonight. I don't see any other way about it. That was right. The way I've learned is that ochel which comes because of tful yom can't become truma. If you have tevel shana, we said back in the beginning of the evening, that tevel, that the chulin not tful in the truma is ketruma dami. So if you have tevel which a tful yom touches, it can't become truma. It can't become truma. We had such a sheet at the beginning of the evening. So therefore, but it can become kodesh. Because we don't say chulin hatful, there's no such thing as something which is tevel for kodesh. Kodesh is a random selection which you occasionally apply to things and occasionally don't apply to things. So therefore, it seems Rabbi Yochanan Shlagup is like this. He's saying, no, it's not necessarily true that there's a reviva kodesh. Now, put that from tful yom itself. If tful yom touched something, it can't become truma. If tful yom touched tevel, it can't make a truma. Because tevel, when you tful yom touch food, you can make it kodesh. So how do you can't make kav chomer and say, well, if a tful yom passes truma, mechusar kippurim passes, doesn't pass the truma, but that passes kodesh. So certainly, shlishi which is passed by truma should pass the kodesh. Not necessarily true. We see there's a severity by truma. That chulin atvulin l'truma is ketruma dami. By kodesh we don't have such a severity. So maybe kodesh has different parameters than truma does, right? Since precisely because of this chumra, which we learned at the beginning of the evening, that chulin atvulin l'truma is ketruma dami, and therefore tvulin which touches something makes it unsuitably come truma, which doesn't apply by kodesh, so maybe it's different parameters. So that must be the best way of learning. So Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Asya, Rabbi Yossi B'Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. Forget the Kav HaChomer. Chuck it. Let's learn out from Sukkim. Rabbi Yossi learns out Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Come on, Rabbi Akiva Mar, Yitma Yitma Dvartor. Rabbi Akiva learned out in the Mishnah. And Midaraisa, there's such a thing as Shlishi B'Tuma by Chulin. So just like in Rabbi Yossi, Yitma Yitma the Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yossi also says Yitma Yitma Dvar Torah, and he said the way he learns it out is that there's a long, the Rekomenate has a long explanation here, but the bottom line is that it says that he learns out there are enough Yitmas in a row to say that we'll take it on faith that Basar Kodesh becomes Tamei. But I think it says Abasar Shayigah B'Chol Tamei Yitma. Choltame is even a shame. The boss which tries to becomes tame, right? But also yitma can be matame something else. So that's makes her be. Bosser sheyigaba choltame yitma. No, that can't be the drosha. Sorry, because that's the next drosha. So you have to learn the carbonate in order to figure out the carbonate. It says that. I don't remember. Gormayed explains how it works out. So name and Rabbi Avobash Rabbi Yossi Vachanina says, Lace Rabbi Yossi Tzarech Ladein Kavachomer, doesn't need a Kavachomer, because Kayatari, Shidashin Psukin. Okay, maybe this is an explanation, actually. This is an explanation of what we just said, which would make sense. So, like I just said, Vabasar Sheyga, Zesheni, Shnoga Rishon. Vachol Tamei, Zeshlishi, Shnoga Besheni. That, no. Oh, so that's actually, it's okay. Because the Rosh I said before, with Russia try made up makes sense, and that's not what the Gemara is saying here. Vavasar shari gabachol tamei yitma, it touches the tamei, the tamei is a sheni, it becomes tamei, and it's yitma, it makes a revi. And here the Gemara gives a slightly different Russia. Vavasar shari ga ze sheni, the basar is a sheni, which touch a rishon. Bechol tamei, another level of tuma, ze shlishi shenaga b'sheni. Lo yachel, that's sof tamei, that's another tuma, which is a revi. So okay, so says the Gemara, lo ye sof tamei lo yechel, right? Lo yechel. This is the end of the tuma lo yechel, which is Rabbi. Period. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah and discuss the next issue of the Mishnah. So the bottom line is learn Rabbi Kodesh. Originally, we'll stop here for tonight, but we'll have to learn Rabbi Kodesh, a Kav Chomer.
the Kal V'Chomer did not work. So every go from to Psukim, either it's because Rabbosar Sheiga B'chol Tamei Yitma, and the Yitma teaches us Yitam Echein to make a V, or because Habasar Sheiga, that's Rishon Shei Shnagar Rishon, B'chol Tamei Shlish Shnagar B'Sheni, Lo Yechel is another level which is Revi. Okay, I thought we'd finish the Tumah and Tahara tonight, but it got a little bit complicated. But the rest of it till the Mishnah, knock on wood, please, now there is smooth sailing.